Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Oh my, what is it about outrageous people? I just love them. I mean, what can I say? Okay, moving on to the topic at hand. Let's say you have something big coming up. What can you do to build around that opportunity to make sure you get more, yep, you guessed it, opportunities, of course. My favorite strategy is to expand the exposure. And here are two ways to do that. First up, include outsiders. Now, I call this the fine art of the strategic invitation. When it's a speaking engagement, I also call this packing the house. Here's how it works. Offer a preview before the main event. Talk about what that big feature will cover or a cool behind-the-scenes story. You know, these sneak peeks are all over social media. This gives folks you want to know the inside edge. You can also reach out after the opportunity to give key findings and lessons learned. Second up, and I've talked about this before, share the spotlight. I alluded to this in the post. If you are writing or speaking, think about the content. Who can you interview or get some examples from? Who are the opinion leaders you want access to? This could be a great door opener as well. Now, the common denominator here is timing. Everyone and their puppy dog knows how to promote afterwards. But the more people who know about your big moment before it happens, the better. Here's why. Killer opportunities give the onlookers, you know, the ones who know you but not very well, the impression that you are on the rise. And what do these folks want to do next? Why, jump on the bandwagon, of course. And giving them this advance notice allows them to participate or root for you during the event. Timing is the difference between sending a note congratulating afterwards and reaching out and saying, hey, let's get together and talk. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.